Western Michigan University President John Dunn says students involved in the large disturbance near campus earlier this month could face penalties up to suspension or expulsion from the university. Dunn discussed a number of issues yesterday during an interview for West Southwest with WMUK, the Kalamazoo Gazette, and the Battle Creek Inquirer.
Let me ask you about what happened on Lafayette Street about 10 days ago now. Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety had to use tear gas on a crowd there. It was something called a house crawl. Many houses apparently on that street involved in this party. We do know of one arrest that was a Western Michigan University student, and there's been another student referred for possible discipline, I guess is the correct word. Can you just, first of all, give your general reaction to what happened? We do know there was some student involvement. We don't know how much exactly. But as university president, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is, you know, we like to remind everyone it's a great day to be a Bronco. And then there are some days it's a little less great to be a Bronco. I was disappointed with our students. You know, some tried to frame it, and, well, it was the first nice day after a really tough winter. But, look, you know, lessons of life are moderation in all things, and people need to be moderate and considerate of others. I think the police handled that situation very, very well. I think they monitored it for as long as they could, and then, you know, it only takes a few hotheads that do something that is inappropriate, and it creates a much larger raucous for the community and for our students and for others. These things are not uncommon in university campuses. I've been on a number of them, and I can, all the way from the infamous Halloween parties at some campuses that I've been part of and have had to observe and manage and monitor over time. But I can tell you we're going to be looking at this one very, very carefully. And I guess I was most disappointed that perhaps our social media is such that we ought to be able to track some of these things a little bit better and be ahead of the curve. And so I think there's some lessons learned there for us. And
lessons learned in terms of monitoring Facebook and those sort of things to see if people are planning some sort of big to do.
You know, I mean, we know some people live in those homes and they own those homes. And, you know, geez, you know, young people, be smart. You know, I mean, talk about subjecting yourself to unnecessary risk. You get someone that's severely hurt or injured. That's not a great day. And it's not a great day when you're the president to have to deal with the appropriate sanctions for someone like that. That's a great way to throw away a lot of good hard work on a moment of impulse that's we all and they should have been much more thoughtful about.
How independent of law enforcement is the university's process here? In other words, if a student were to not be convicted, let's say, could they still face severe discipline at the university level?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We have, first of all, we're always very respectful of our public safety within the university, but also the city police and then also the sheriff's folks. I mean, I think the coordination of those agencies is very, very good. And I don't think there's anyone that's out there that was picking on our students or trying to be difficult. I think these officers were doing the right thing in the most professional way that they could. But there's a point at which you can't take you can't subject yourself to certain harm. And no public officer should have to do that. So I think the coordination there is very good and pleased about that. And I'm just very thankful that no one was seriously injured or hurt. We learned a lot from that, and we should all feel very fortunate that that didn't occur.
Western Michigan University President John Dunn was interviewed yesterday by WMUK, Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Yvonne Zipp, and Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Justin Hinckley. You can hear a longer version of the interview with Dunn on West Southwest this morning at 9:20. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.